Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 2018. You are listening to Keyframe on the Geek Show Podcast Network. And what's Keyframe, I hear you ask? Why have you never been here before? Keyframe is all about animation, cartoons, anime. If it's creative, if it's artistic, even if it's a little bit rubbish, we cover it. And today I'm joined by Mark and Rob.
Hello.
Lies, I'm not here.
Oh, how are you? It's a new year, we've already lost him.
I'm invisible.
It's time for B Squad.
Oh, you didn't get my joke. You can't see me, you can only hear my voice. Ooh, scary.
There's a John Cena reference we're good for in there, but I'm not going to.
No, because he's gone into comedy acting now, hasn't he?
Oh, no. Yeah. I haven't even seen that film and I've heard it's already bad.
I've seen Daddy's Home 2 and it's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was in that as well.
I saw Jumanji, and that was pretty bad.
Oh, I like that. I mean, aside from like the kind of forcing us to try and buy Uncharted 4, but apart from that, I was quite amused by it.
Nah, the only thing that movie has going for it is Kevin Hart's whinging. And if you take away Kevin Hart's whinging, then the movie's absolutely terrible.
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, but isn't Kevin Hart just playing What's-His-Face's character from Bad Boys?
Yeah, that's basically it.
That's all he does.
That's the one like role he is.
Martin Lawrence, that was it. Martin Lawrence's character. He's just playing Martin Lawrence's character from Bad Boys. That's all he does. I've not seen him play a different character.
Bad Boys, what? Bad Boys. What you gonna be? What you gonna be when they come for thee?
is that the old English version?
That's the Robin Hood version. There's a porno version as well, but we'll better not repeat that.
No, we're not going there. anyway, it's our first show of 2018, and as is our tradition, we're going to take a look back over the previous year of animation. Today, mainly looking at the bad stuff. We're separating things a little bit, so it's not all confused. So today we're just going to kind of get things off our chest. We're going to have some therapeutic venting. I don't know why I'm making gestures with my arms, because you guys can't see me.
I want to see the arm movement for venting.
It's kind of arms about shoulder height and fisting forward and backward.
That's quite worrying, that.
That was a lot different than what I thought.
I don't know how to explain it.
I thought it'd be like a bit venting. When you think venting, you think volcanoes. So I'm thinking you're stroking an invisible volcano on your laptop.
Oh, God, no.
It sounds wrong. It sounds really wrong. But stay with us.
I actually have an award for things that sound wrong. So anyway, first up, though, there have been some interesting things happening in the world of animation. Sony have started putting out Blu-rays for anime.
They sure have, and they've went with everybody's favourite for a start.
Which is?
Attack on Titan, Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm assuming they're just going for something that's pretty solid, that they'll know that they'll be able to sell quite easily.
Well, since Attack on Titan, since it's there right now, I'm just going to throw it out there. I actually have an award called Bad Timing. And it's an award for the anime series that have just come out at the wrong time. And Attack on Titan Season 2 and UQ Holder have won that award for me.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic that it wins that, considering there's many, many series that kind of had bad timing of coming out just before Attack on Titan and losing the whole anime bandwagon that came to it. But...
yeah, but Attack on Titan Season 2 had just, for me, had totally the wrong timing. And UQ Holder, again, it's a long time after the Negima boom. You know, if you want to build up the hype for UQ Holder, you should have just rebooted Negima again. And then you would have had all this hype for UQ Holder, and it would have been a lot more popular than it actually is. A lot of people are sitting there going, I don't get it.
Yeah, I've got another one, which is kind of relates into my award for... being the fandom just didn't care about, and neither did I, in Blue Exorcist Season 2, because that came out at the beginning of last year, and nobody cared.
Well, I'll be honest, I did consider Blue Exorcist for the Bad Timing Award, but I gave it a pass because the movie was all right, and it never really, it was never really the most popular show in the first place.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do know a lot of people who are really, really into it.
It's easy cosplay, and it attracts the female fandom like nothing.
It's also on Netflix as well, so it's
yeah,
one of those
I know.
Ones
but
where...
I mean, when it first came out and I watched it, it wasn't really as popular as maybe it is now. I don't know. I think the popularity has probably increased over the last couple of years, but I'm just going off the popularity of when it came out.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely went, like, over the top. I mean, season two, I was kind of a little hyped for it.
Okay.
Because I started getting into the anime side of it, and when they announced season two, I thought, ooh, this is going to be good. And they really hyped it. I mean, Crunchyroll had the adverts on for it all the time. And this goes into my... It was in the category of overhyped to death award. Brackets, but fell flat. And I've got like four candidates for that. And Blue Exorcist Season 2 was one of them.
Yeah.
Which was overhyped to death and literally drown in its own self. Black Clover and Welcome to the Ballroom.
Yeah, I'll agree with those. I want to add something else that was overhyped to death and fell flat.
Yeah.
Amazon's Anime Strike. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really hype because 99% of anime fans just didn't even know it existed.
I know. I was trying to work the angle there.
Probably still don't know it exists.
No, seriously, there are a lot of anime fans going, what the hell is Anime Strike?
What was it? Looks like Amazon struck out on that one.
Yes. Yes, Mark.
In about a year, it's kind of just went. They've kind of shut it down. All of the series that they had on Amazon Strike have now went onto Amazon Prime. Unless you live in the UK, and then this all went to High Dive instead. So,
Why did they call it High Dive? That's a stupid name for an anime streaming service.
Yeah, it reminds us of Dive.
Just imagine the board meeting, right? We've got anime. We need a place to put it. Where can we put it? Let's put it on someone called High Dive. Why? Why call it High Dive? What was the process in that? Who is your boss? Get him fired.
No, I mean, it conjures up images of, right, I've been on a high diving board for a high dive, and literally it just conjures up this sea of anime, and you're just standing at this height, and you're going, I'm a bit nervous, I'm scared to dive in, I'm scared. No, don't push me, don't push me.
You're the guy. Think of a pool filled of weeb.
a pool of weeb.
No. But yeah, I mean, it's not the end for Amazon. Well, not the end of Amazon's anime meddling. They've still got quite a healthy selection coming up in the next year. So it sounds like a lot of that will just go straight onto Amazon Prime rather than people in the US having to pay twice for it.
Yeah.
We have to listen to Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, God, yeah.
But every
I just want that advert where he's like, you know, he's like, the grand tour.
Yeah.
Boko no Pico.
Someone was going to do that now that you suggested it. Anyway, let's move on to our worst things of the year. So who wants to kick us off?
Oh, shall I just start off? Worst animated. Now, a lot of these, I haven't watched a lot of really bad stuff because I try not to, but some stuff kind of gets shoved in your face. And for me, worst animated was Berserk Season 2. Oh. Because it had to be.
it's a clumpy CG thing. I mean, we've talked about it before, like with Ghibli trying it out. And I think they're still in the development phase. But there had to be some quality control on Berserk. And whoever was hired for quality control was clearly asleep on the job.
Yeah. And I have seen some things that, I actually, you said the CG, I actually have an award that says I cringe at your CG and it didn't go to Berserk. Yeah,
you better not disrespect the friends, because I was going to disrespect the friends and I thought, no, I can't.
I'm not going to. What I am going to disrespect is, ironically, it's based on a Chinese web novel series that I actually quite like. It's called Tales of Demons and Gods, and the CG is, oh, God, it's bad. Berserk will look fine.
I know, yeah, they've actually brought out a physical, like, anime kind of thing
it's
for
it. CG. It's like 3D CG type thing, you know, like Pixar type stuff. It's so bad. It literally is bad. I mean, you just don't want to see any of the characters smile. One of the characters, one of the female characters, when she runs, bounces in ridiculous ways. Yeah, it's bad. It's just, no.
I like that series. I really like that series. And I had no idea it was actually like brought out as like an actual like animation.
Yeah, when you watch it, you will understand what I'm saying.
I kind of don't. I've got this romanticized view of everything, and it's fine as like a web novel and whatnot, but if I say rubbish.
If they actually did it as kind of a cel-shaded animation style like they did with The King's Avatar, right, it would have really worked, I reckon. But they didn't. They went with a full-on 3D CG, you know, character models made in Maya or 3DS Max or whatever. I don't care. It's just badly done. And when you look at it, the CG in Berserk will look fine to you. You won't have a problem with it because you've seen worse this year or last year.
Oh, no. If it's worse than that, it sounds bad.
Yeah, the Berserk stuff I didn't mind because I saw the Tales of Demons and Gods CG.
I think a lot of Berserk comes down to how good the original source material is, and to see it get a poor adaption is just... It's heartbreaking.
Oh, he's segued, hasn't he? He's segued hard there.
I've looked at it. It's like it's made on a Dreamcast.
For worst dub, and I'm not going to rise to your segue there, Mark. I'm going to stick with this. For the worst dub, I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it, right? And I thought about the Japanese dub. I thought about the English dub. And you know what? The one that really pissed me off the most, the one that annoyed me the most, the one that had the most wooden performances, the one that really shouldn't have existed in the first place, the dub that just basically made a mockery of the entire voice acting industry.
Don't. Sorry, can you hold it for 2 seconds? I need the toilet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Very sorry. Sorry.
Damn it, ruined my build-up there.
The world of comics and manga are much, much more complex than I'll ever know. So tune in to 4Panel on the Geek Show Podcast Network to make that whole world a little less intimidating.
Was Neo Yorkio?
Right, so Neo Yorkio, worst dub, I'll have to agree with that. And I'll have to agree with that because Richard Adadeji, or whatever his name is.
Richard Ayoade.
Crystal Maze Blog.
Richard Ayoade.
Ayoade.
Yeah.
Yeah, because over Christmas, I've seen him on, like, Quiz of the Year, on the Crystal Maze Christmas Special, IT crowd reruns and whatnot, and I am sick to death of him, and it's his voice, and the fact they have him voicing about 8 or 9 characters in this show.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, who the hell chooses Jaden Smith as a lead character?
Who needs help? Somebody who needs somebody to reach out and, you know, ask if they're okay and, you know, all the choices they're making in life.
And then you give them a giant Toblerone, for crying out loud. This is the thing, right? I sat and tried to watch Neo Yorkio the first time when we talked about it on the show, yeah?
Yeah.
And I never told you guys this, but it's a new year. And one of my New Year's resolutions was to be honest with people. I lasted 6 minutes, about, of the first episode before I got really angry. Then I had a cup of coffee and then fell asleep.
I watched an episode, so...
Did you watch it all?
I made the effort to watch all of it, right? I struggled through the first episode, struggled through the second episode. Really wanted to kill somebody by the third episode. By the fourth episode, I actually felt... And also, you know, the award for made me throw up in my mouth. It actually made me want to throw up in my mouth. I didn't actually do it, but it made me want to. With how much cringeworthy stuff. Even now, I can feel my skin crawling just thinking about Neo Yorkio. And then by the fifth and sixth, I think I turned slightly psychotic. I think I had a psychotic break somewhere around the fifth or sixth episode of New Yorkio.
So I did the whole racing around like the whole city and that with it, where his rival becomes his friend, but his friend's his rival. The robot butler's actually a little old woman, and she does deserve the Toblerone. Did that upset you much?
I was watching it, but it was like I was watching myself watching it, but then I was watching myself watching it, and then it was like I had this weird out of body experience, and then I don't know what happened after that.
I feel really bad now
people
because...
watching Gogglebox. Sorry, go ahead.
I feel genuinely bad because my worst dub's something completely different, and it's actually a series I actually love.
Oh, which is it?
For context, I don't watch a lot of dubs. If it's something I've seen before, I will watch it, and if I hate it, I will switch it off. Originally, I did have Neo Yorki on, to be fair, but my worst dubs actually go to Overlord.
I actually have to agree with you on that one as well.
And that's mainly because they made the main character into an absolute joke with that voice.
Yeah. As a rule of thumb, with me, any dub where they use honorifics because apparently they can't use names, so any dub like that where they'll say, oh, Tucky-san, Mark-kun, Senpai, I hate those.
I prefer Tucky-chan, but go on.
See, if you want to be Tucky-chan, there's the depot.
I can get around that. It's just when it's like, maybe because I read the light novels before I watched the dub, and it was just like I had this deep, serious,
no, it's not just
voice
that.
For the main character, and they give it the guy who did the joke character in Fairy Tail.
Thing is, when you listen to the Japanese dub, the guy who voices Iron Soul Gaon in the Japanese dub actually has a reasonably appropriate voice.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I'd seen Fairy Tail and I just kept imagining the guy just going, parfum, parfum, let me sniff you.
Oh,
over
God.
And over again. I was just like, nope, nope, nope. Switching to sub straight away.
Yeah, but again, we highlight the problem of the American dubs. Sorry, all you voice actors, but it is a problem. And we've noticed it, and a lot of other people will notice it and will start criticising it.
I mean, the thing is, though, it's probably not one of the worst dubs out there. It's in no stretch. It's just because I love the series so much.
Yeah.
It just really ruined...
Like I said, I don't blame the voice actors. I blame the people who do the casting and the people who are doing the directing, right?
Yeah, it's a script. It's script writers and, like, voice direction.
Yeah. I blame them for not casting the right people and not having a big enough talent pool. I don't blame the voice actors because the voice actors do a bloody amazing job on with what they can do. But you need to have a bigger pool of talent.
I mean, at the end of the day, there are some absolute fantastic dubs. And I mean, we're going to go into this next week. There's one I won't be able to sing the praises of enough, but we'll get to that next week. Anyway.
We do have others, lots of other bad stuff from this year. I had an award called, and we might as well just get this out of the way. I had an award called It's Basically Just Porn. Right. And I had several in this award. Obviously, Nanatsu no Taizai is in there, or Sin, Seven Deadly Sins is in there. Hajimeta no Gal is in there. My Girlfriend is a Gal. My Girlfriend is a Show Bitch is in there. And this other one, which I couldn't find the English name of, called Sorioto Majiwaru Shikyoku no Yoruni, which is the one about the bald monk and the woman. And I managed like half of the first episode, which is only about 3 minutes long. I thought, this is basically just porn, and turned it off.
I'm genuinely surprised Prison School scratched through there.
Prison School wasn't out last year, was it?
Yeah, it was a release.
Well, it was the home release, but...
Yeah, home release. I'm not counting home releases.
I'm just mixing them up. But there was a lot of genuine just porn ones.
I can chuck in Super Lovers 2.
Oh,
Super
God, yeah.
Lovers 2.
Yeah.
I've got Dive. No. Honestly,
No. I actually do understand what you mean.
If you listen to the way I went on with Dive the original time a few months ago. The way they kind of cut off the scenes where it kind of makes them the guys look like they're wearing nothing at all, and considering these are not guys, they're like 12-year-old. It kind of makes it even worse.
The Tom Daley hit. Do you remember the London 2012 Olympics when Tom Daley was just a fresh-faced teenager on the diving board? Every time he switched on the TV, there was Tom Daley having like a shower, and it looks like, you know, the just above his like navel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's wearing nothing at all. And like they've got the shower face, like the refreshing shower face going on. So it looks like something really wrong's gone on as soon as, like, you know, Mrs. walks in and you're watching that and you immediately get accused of things that you're not.
Yeah. So, I hate you two because you've said nothing at all. Now I've got stupid, sexy Flanders in my head.
Stupid, sexy dive.
So yeah, that was
nobody
one...
watched it at all.
That was one that I just wanted to get out of the way. Who's next?
Tookie.
That can I do the "For God's sake, it's already dead" award?
Yes, you can.
I have three categories here. Feel free to fling more on, but Boruto, Dragon Ball Z Super, and Yu-Gi-Oh! V Reigns.
Oh, God, yes. I have no problem with both. And I actually had a similar award called Flogging a Dead Horse. And in there, I had Dragon Ball Super and Boruto.
I see your Dragon Ball Super. I see your Boruto. I raise you one Digimon.
Oh, God.
Because they keep doing their Digimon movies.
I forgot about the Digimon movie. You made me remember it.
I've got to review them all, man. Shut up. I know. I'll get run to it at some point.
But yeah, I totally agree with those ones, Tucky and Mark.
I agree too. Yeah,
there's nothing to be said. It's a repetitive. The thing is, when Naruto ended, there was a breath of fresh air felt around the world. And I'll tell you something: if they cancelled Boruto right now, to say everyone would understand if they were just to stop Boruto. Like, you don't even have to continue the anime. By all means, continue the manga as much as you want. It will sell books. Without the animation.
Yeah.
Because as we know, anime is basically just the advert for the manga itself.
Yep.
So if they continued on with the manga, fine. But give someone else a goddamn chance. We are not living in 2000 to 2002 anymore. There doesn't have to be a big three.
Yeah.
There doesn't have to be a big anything. Just let things run the course. Because Shonen has this whole thing of, oh, there has to be a big three. We love Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece. And ball there in the background, slowly trying to resurrect itself. Stop it! It doesn't have to do it.
Yeah, but
you'll end up with anime Brexit on your hands. People wanting to go to the glories past that nobody gives a toss about anymore.
Yeah, this is true. Anyway, Mark, what have you got for us?
I'm going to piggyback on the last one and go into something slightly different, slightly the same. I'm going to go with worst film. Now I've got two for this, one for anime,
okay,
and one not for anime,
okay.
Anime is Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Side of Dimensions.
I thought you were going to say Dark Side of Dementia.
It was a toss-up between that and Pokemon I Choose You. But Yu-Gi-Oh!
Fling the first Digimon movie in there as well, just for good measure.
Yeah, that was a home release, so I'm fine with that. And for the Western side of things, the Emoji Movie.
Okay, because the Emoji Movie...
not getting away with it.
The Emoji Movie, yeah, fine. I'll be honest, I haven't watched either the Digimon movie or Pokemon I Choose You. And the reason
you're
why
you're very lucky.
Well, the reason why I haven't watched them is because I took one look at them and said, nope, I'm out.
The thing that ticked me off was I paid to go see I Choose You in the cinema. And then like about a week or 2 weeks later, they had it on CITV. And it's just like, yeah, I've got a special promotion card for it. And I seen it on the big screen, but I paid full entry in. It's like one of them things, like if you buy like a full price ticket for someone and then they do like a special offer, like 2 for 1 or half price. And you're like sitting there like, but I bought early. You douchebags.
I do actually have an animated movie that I want to chuck in there. One that I did actually get around to seeing. Aoni. You know that horror one about the school with the blue demon and stuff like that?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It was... bad.
I do have another one. However, this was a Scotland Loves Anime, and it's not getting a normal theatrical release until 2018. So this is a pre-warning to everyone.
Okay.
Eureka 7 High Evolution was horribly bad.
Yeah, but then again, what do you expect? It's Eureka 7, which the original Eureka 7 was great. But then they did Pocket Full of Rainbows, which was okay. But then they thought, oh, let's give the story to somebody else, somebody who thinks he can do better. Let's give it to this person and let him write a Eureka 7 fan fiction, which he did. And you called it Eureka 7 Ow. Like he'd suddenly hurt himself. Oh, sorry, it's A-O. You pronounce it Ow. It's still sounding like you hurt yourself. And after that, it's downhill all the way. I'm sorry. Because what they've got to try and do, I suppose, is mesh Eureka 7 A-O, or whatever you want to call it, or Eureka 7 Owie, with Eureka 7, and bring the two together somehow and tie those two storylines in with Eureka 7 High Evolution and make it all one whole. But that's like saying to Marvel and DC, tidy your shit up, guys. Make everything connect to everything else.
I want to see Batman Inc. with Iron Man.
No, I'm talking about just
battle.
I'm talking about just the reboots. They can't tie everything to everything else anymore. Did you know in DC Comics, it took Marv Wolfman and I've forgotten the name of the other fella. They basically had to kill off the entirety of the DC universes and reboot everything when they did Crisis on Infinite Earths because it just got too complicated. That's what Crisis on Infinite Earths was. It was basically DC cleaning house.
Well, that's the whole thing, like, with the whole alternate, like, universes in it, like, Earth 2, Earth up to whatever. You know, you've got infinite Earths to go from. It's lazy writing, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Give me a comic universe that's just, like, one universe. There's no alternate realities. There's no, like, what-ifs in it.
Hellboy.
It's people going straight.
Hellboy. Aye,
Hellboy.
The Hellboy universe is pretty straightforward. He's a big red guy with a stone hand, son of the devil. What does he do? He fights demons.
And he's pretty good at it.
Yes. Anyway. I have an award called We Made It Because We Had Space on the Schedule and We Need to Justify Our Paychecks.
Go on.
I've got a couple in here. I've got Idle Incidents because, hey, idols are popular. You know, stories about idols and scandals or dark stories about idols, they're quite popular as well. Everybody loves Love Live. Everybody loves Idolmaster. Let's do an idol series. We've got some space. We've got some time. It'll be a good money spinner. And if it hits, if we, you know, get hit out of it, great. Everybody gets a bonus. Glamorous Heroes, which is a Chinese thing, right, about esports, which is like, I find esports...
The world's not ready for esports anime.
Let's put it this way.
It's not ready for it yet.
No, I find esports quite boring, right? I don't get excited by them in the way that other people do. And the reason why I don't get excited about them is because I'm watching a group of people. I'm watching basically two groups of people sitting at computers. That's why I don't get excited about them. Right?
Oh, no. There's a manga starting up next week as well, isn't there?
Yeah. And This is the thing. Glamorous Heroes was just boring like that. It was trying to build off the popularity of The King's Avatar. Now, The King's Avatar is a cracking series, right, about esports. And I will be the first to stand up there and say, this is a damn good series about esports. The guy who wrote the original story understands esports. And the way they actually framed the series, you know, a lot of the action being shown within the world of the game, or within the real world, but you didn't actually see that much of him just sitting there playing on the game. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other one, this one's a complicated name, called Nora, Princess and Stray Cat.
So is she a princess or a stray cat, or both?
No, Nora is the name of the guy, by the way.
Well, my auntie's called Nora, so that's the only understanding I have, Nora.
The princess...
Great auntie, actually.
Yeah, the princess is apparently a devil, and the stray cat is just a stray cat.
All right.
It does
what it says on the tin.
It's supposed to be a fan service romantic comedy type thing. And you look at it and you go, okay, I can kind of see what you're going for, but my God, this is dull. Those are my three for that. If you guys have any that you want to pile into that, that's based on the schedule. Got to justify those paychecks.
All right, then. Have you heard of Urahara?
Yes.
Urahara?
Yep.
It's basically, it's, I don't know if it's like a touristy Harajuku thing. Like the Harajuku prefecture needed to get an advert out there, so why not make an anime about it? And basically aliens come down and try to steal Earth's culture.
Yep.
That's as far as I got in. It probably has a more complicated plot, probably not, but it was terrible. And it's like, why are you making this? It's like, you know, when Japan goes over the top, cool Japan. It's like, yeah, we understand you want to bring in tourism, you want to promote the country, that's all fine and well. Over like things like all the prefecture mascots, like having a charity football match or something, and like when you want to make a show about like some random castle's mascot, that's when it's like, did you need to do that? You know, there's desperate artists out there who have gripping stories that the world would want to hear, and it would actually promote Japan more. But you really want to go for this like trash?
Yeah, but here's the thing: I chose those over the one about the Rice Boys.
Oh dear.
I've got one which might be slightly controversial.
Yeah?
Black Clover. Now, there's a reason for this.
Yeah, I can kind of get
four
it.
Four episodes in and this thing's already getting filler.
Oh.
If this is getting filler after four episodes, then surely it's not in a fit enough state to be produced into an anime.
Yeah.
Especially when there's other series which would love to have a series and has more than enough content to justify it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's the thing that they're trying to bring back a big free of anime, and they're forcing Black Clover in everyone's lives.
But the thing is, Black Clover doesn't fit into the typical big three shonen style of things.
It's got filler, it does.
It's got filler, but I mean, the main story doesn't fit in with all of the typical shonen tropes.
I don't know, like, two like, friends / rivals.
Well, they're not...
To get stronger.
They're not, you know, rivals. This is the thing.
Along the way.
This is the thing. Yes, okay, they are rivals in a certain sense, but they're not like Naruto and Sasuke or Ichigo and whoever else he was at.
I'm telling you something, right? If this all ends with Asta and Yuno, if it stands with them two, one on each horn of that demon's skull at the end of it, I'm telling you, that's where it's gone. That's where it's going to end. We all know it.
I don't know, because I actually think My Hero Academia is the one that's Shadow and Naruto more.
I would actually agree with you. I'd say My Hero Academia is much more the shonen trope than Black Clover. I'd say Black Clover is heading more into seinen territory than shonen.
So time will tell. I'll be sitting there going, I'll tell you.
Thing is, I'm up to date with the Black Clover manga, and the story is not like Naruto and Bleach and stuff like that. For the first few chapters, it's very similar, but then it deviates wildly from what people expect. I mean, in the first instance, the main character, Asta, he doesn't hate his rival. His rival is basically his brother, you know?
Well, Naruto didn't really hate Sasuke, and Sasuke
He hated him. He had that typical teenage hatred of somebody who's very different.
He was in love with him, but he couldn't love him. They shared a kiss, man, aren't
we? Yeah. Anyway. Wasted opportunities.
Something that Boruto brought back up as well.
Yeah. Wasted opportunities. This is a good one. Wasted opportunities for whatever. I've got Berserk, Atom the Beginning, which I do regard as a wasted opportunity. They could have done much better with that series and taken it in some very interesting directions. The Reflection, again, they could have done so much more with it. They had a very simple premise, and they could have really built on that and done some really imaginative stuff, and they didn't. Knights and Magic, because bloody hell, I've talked about it enough. I'm not going to anymore. Handshakers, because, again, interesting idea, but you didn't build on it. And finally, The Laughing Salesman. Now,
yeah, that was what I really tried to get into, but I couldn't.
The reason why I brought up The Laughing Salesman is because there was, I've been trying to remember the name of the series. It was kind of a shoujo or josei series, and it was about a guy who runs a pet shop, right? And there's a police officer who was trying to investigate the strange occurrences at people's homes that involve pets that have come from this pet shop. Pet Shop of Horrors, that was it. And The Laughing Salesman could have basically been some kind of really interesting horror that explored the darker side of human emotions, of human behaviour, but it just wasn't interesting at all.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to lump two in on this, just as this is my most disappointing, but I kind of feel it fits the same kind of thing where I had high expectations for them.
Yeah.
First is Welcome to the Ballroom.
Yes.
That one is a manga that is pretty decent, and the anime just didn't capture anything from that and had everybody look a bit like Slender Man. The second one is one that Tucky might agree with us, is King's Game, which had a very strong opening episode and quickly deteriorated.
Yeah, it makes you flaccid in record time.
Yeah, I actually gave Welcome to the Ballroom a special award. All it needed was a Bruce Forsyth cameo.
It would have improved it.
Yeah.
It's true, though. It's one of them ones, like, it was really hyped. And everyone's like, oh, it's a ballroom one, ballroom dancing. We're British. We love ballroom dancing, apparently, if you watch BBC One like, on Saturday nights, which most people don't. But we're led to believe they do.
That's not what the anime community were expecting, Tucky. What I gathered was, oh, Yuri on Ice is popular. Oh, that guy looks a bit like the main character from Yuri on Ice. Oh, it's a new Yuri on Ice series. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, I don't like this.
It's done.
Yeah, but that's just the anime community being the anime community, as in, look, anybody with an ounce of sense when looking at the trailer would know it wasn't the new Yuri on Ice, just from looking at the trailer.
It's just because the main character looks similar and they're like, the last one was Yaoi. This one must be Yaoi too.
That's their own fault for making bloody assumptions. I mean, think about it. It's ballroom dancing. I want them to cross with line dancing so you have ballroom line dancing.
Yeah. Ball line dancing.
Hey?
Or line ball dancing.
line ball dancing.
See, now imagine like a dance floor filled with like marbles and balls and people have to dance on it without slipping over.
Oh, no.
Kind of like ice, but people get hurt in really weird ways and get...
No, because imagine
finding
the costumes.
Balls inserted in them somehow.
Imagine you've survived this round, next round, Lego.
Oh, God. No, that's not line ball dancing. That's starting to sound more like Takeshi's Castle. Takeshi's Ballroom Dancing Challenge.
Oh, anyways, shall we move on?
Yes.
Where were we?
I don't know. I think it's you next, Tucky.
What is this place? let's see. Me awards. All right, I'll go for the Weeb Bait 2017.
Yes, that's a good one.
Now, this is Weeb Bait is basically an anime which is made more popular by people making GIFs of said anime and plastering it all over the internet. It's like, oh, do you get this reference? I would have called it the JoJo Award because JoJo is like the ultimate reference.
Yeah.
Weeb Bait. Sure, but it isn't. So, Weeb Bait 2017, I have three contenders for the title. First is My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Second is Neo Yokio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And third is Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
I have to say Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
I was expecting you to see Blend S.
No.
It came in too late to the game, and it's not as wee baity as My Hero, Neo Yokio, or Miss Kobayashi. Them's the big three.
I'd have to say, of those three, the one that should get the award is Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, because the other two have some preceding popularity.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Neo Yokio just came out of nowhere, didn't it? So...
Well, no, Neo Yokio is on Netflix, and, you know, it's Netflix. When I say preceding popularity...
Oh, are you saying that Miss Kobayashi wasn't popular when it was out? Because that was huge.
No, I'm saying that Miss Kobayashi was popular when it was out, but its popularity has increased, whereas when it came out, it pretty much came out of nowhere. You know?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You know, whereas Neo Yokio is on Netflix. Netflix has not come out of nowhere.
Yeah, true. That's fair enough.
This is why I said some preceding popularity.
Well, that's fine. Neo Yokio, the thing with Neo Yokio, what made it memeable was the Toblerone.
Yeah.
And everyone was just kept, it's like Jaden Smith plus a Toblerone plus... Absolutely, it's like a perfume ad, like an over-stylized perfume ad.
I'm trying to think of something else. I know another one. Oh. Around the same time as Kobayashi. Konosuba.
Yes. Yes.
As much as I love the series, there was memes all over the place for that one.
I've got one award here. That's this is definitely not that other series you're thinking of award. And this is for the series or whatever it is that came out that is very, 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 very similar to that other series that you were thinking of, but it's not that series you're thinking of. It's definitely not that series you're thinking of. It, just like we had with Undefeated Bahamut Chronicle and Infinite Stratos.
Oh, have I got to add more reverb into this?
So anyway, Frame Arms Girl, which is absolutely not an older anime series called Busoshinki, which is literally exactly the same sort of show. Little female models who have Infinite Stratos style armor and go around fighting each other in combat. It's also absolutely not like Angelic Lair or anything like that.
Totally.
Yep, it's nothing like those. Sin Nanatsu no Taizai, which is nothing like Nanatsu no Taizai. Do not get the two confused. Seven Deadly Sins is nothing like Sin the Seven Deadly Sins.
Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely sure. Sin the Seven Deadly Sins is nothing like the Seven Deadly Sins, which is actually quite a good fantasy series.
And to be fair, that was a good hentai, so they're both good in their own ways.
Yeah. In a Different World with My Smartphone is absolutely not that other series which has just started about a guy who's really overpowered in another world, getting all sorts of people together and basically going around and doing stuff because he feels like it. It's absolutely not that other series that's just started in the last like week or so. And King's Game is absolutely not, I repeat, it is absolutely not Mirai Nikki.
It's not.
It's really not. I'm trying to think of more now. No matter what people tell you, Sword Art Online is not a good film.
No matter what people tell you, Sword Art Online is definitely not Dot Hack.
Yeah. Time Bokken 24 is definitely not Battle Girls.
Yes. Yes, that's a good one. I like it. Oh.
Two Car is definitely not Initial D.
It's got my ass though.
It's interesting that you mentioned that because I do actually have an award called Sometimes You Just Have to Scratch Your Head and Say, Huh? And Tuka was one of them because I looked at it and I went, you what?
It's sidecar racing. It's one of them things, it's like when anime runs out of ideas, turn to the Isle of Man.
Yeah. Now you understand why I literally went, you what? And the other one was Long Riders, and that actually doubles up on the awards because that also wins the What's in a Name award alongside Handshakers. Because why would you call a show about an all-female cycling team, why would you call it Long Riders?
Because they're going on a long ride.
There are better names. I mean, the guy version is Yowamushi Pedal.
Sounds like a bunch of girls going on a ride.
But Long Riders basically just sounds like porn. I saw the title before I saw anything about it. Let's put it that way. I went, isn't that just hentai?
I've got another one for that category.
Oh, yeah.
Assist is all you need.
Oh, God, yeah. That's another one. Oh.
Do not get me started on that trash. Do not get me started on it. My God.
Well, it took me still recovering from that. I'm just going to slip in another rare, slightly similar one.
Okay.
This is the award for the thing I'm still receiving counselling for.
Oh.
And that goes to Belladonna of Sadness, even though it's a great film.
Yeah.
It got its physical release. It was still warped us out. And I'm not going to lie, I watched Devilman Crybaby, the first episode, and that kind of sent me back into flashbacks of that, so.
Is that the Vietnam flashback music? I just wish
it's the magic roundabout, I think.
I know the magic roundabout, man. Boing, said Zebedee.
Yeah,
that's a penis.
Anyone receiving counselling for anything else?
I do have one other award, which I am actually receiving counselling for this. This is the You're Going to Get Fat Award. And I absolutely adore this series, but if you're on a diet or you're trying to lose weight, like I am, then you shouldn't watch it. It's the worst series to watch if you're trying to lose weight. No, it's not Food Wars. It's Restaurant to Another World.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, that Food Wars had its third season as well, so both of them really made us hungry.
Yeah, Food Wars is more like the if you want to get fat and have an awkward erection.
Yeah, whereas Restaurant to Another World is just going to make you fat. It is, let's be fair. Tucky, how hungry did you get watching an episode?
Very. I've got the recipes on my laptop and I am trying them all.
See, my point is proven.
Similar to that, I want to add in that, I can't remember what it's called, where that cute girl was having all those drinks.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yeah, cocktail. Look,
yeah, cocktail.
That lemon. Thing is, it's like, I loved it. 3-minute episodes, bang on point, just cute girl binge drinking.
Yeah.
Fantastic premise. The it's like, oh, she's a working girl. Don't let me tell. Lemon on Harley Davidson. The lemon's a Hell's Angel for some reason. Well, love it. Absolutely love it.
This I did call this one as well. I did say this is what... Love is like a cocktail, that one is. Said this one's going to be an interesting one.
The thing is, they don't really do much alcohol on it. That's the thing, because it's like, oh, this is a non-alcoholic like mango cocktail or mango smoothie or something like that. And like about half the recipes are non-alcoholic.
Yeah, but...
He's a bartender, man. I'm waiting for him to do a proper shit mix or something. Like he got like one part vodka, one part whiskey, one part WKD blue. We call it anime water.
See, do you know what I find hilarious is when you actually see somebody who is underage for drinking trying to review this show, and they come up with these things like a man gives a woman alcohol for the first time, now she's an alcoholic. Great influence, you know, why not marry him? She marries him to have a personal bartender, a hilariously misguided example of romance, apparently. Guy buys his wife with alcohol. She becomes drunk very easily and throws herself at him, which is apparently a nice life lesson. A romance starring adults is written with all the seriousness you'd expect of Umaru-chan.
Forgot about Umaru-chan.
So, yeah.
How did I forget?
The fact that these are 3 minutes an episode and it's 13 episodes, which basically comes to a total of 39 minutes. And if you take out the credits, it's probably around half an hour of basically story, which isn't a lot of time for you to fit a lot of things in.
But they fit quite a bit in.
Yeah.
It's a fun series. For 3 minutes, you can't complain.
Exactly.
Worst reboot.
Okay.
The Magic School Bus Rides Again.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I give it a watch after you reviewed it, and I was like...
series that made me want to throw up in my mouth. I'm sure you have some for this, Rob. And this is our old friend.
Yes.
Dive.
Yeah, I didn't... I avoided that one like the plague because you told us not to watch it, so I didn't.
I only watched 20 minutes of it, so I watched the first episode, and it still was... Oh, no.
I steered clear of that. But I unfortunately couldn't steer clear of Hajime no Gal, or My Girlfriend is a Gal, and that one just went, no.
Oh, the censoring. You can't see this.
It's some bejeweled on your vajazzle.
I lasted a total of 7 minutes, 22 seconds. I know because I basically timed it.
Actually, did you watch the My First Girlfriend is a Gal? Did you watch the dub?
No, but my English would be hilarious.
No.
Go right back to the beginning of the terrible dubs. Stick that one right in number one. Because, my God, it's like with Japan, they're like the very coy about like the whole sexual thing. And with the English dub, it's like, whoa, she's hot. I love her. Oh, look at the size of her tits. Oh, yeah. Amazing ass on her. It's like really misogynistic and like proper like in your face. You can tell they've just like, look here, I want you to use as your inspiration, Donald Trump, go. And then they've just went with it.
Wow.
It is. Honestly, watch it. It is really like over the top. Like, oh man, she's amazing. I just came in my pants. That kind of crap. And I mean, my God.
Well, okay. All those noises you were making, that falls under my award for most annoying sounds. Not most annoying dub, not most annoying character, but most annoying noises made in a series.
Can't be both.
Yeah, no. It does include all of that. It includes all of it. That's why it's most annoying sounds. Sounds covers everything. Music, vocals, sound effects, the whole thing. I had Angel's three-piece and Neo Yokio in there, but it now has the English dub of My Girlfriend Is a Girl as well.
I've just got a subbed Asta.
Sister Mary!
Yeah. I had an award for most likely to cause anger management issues if you know the source material. And the only reason that this only has one in is because it's the only one that I actually give a crap about. Knights and Magic. And I've talked about how much they deviated and shortened the source material. They could have made a great series out of this, but they didn't for whatever the hell reasons they have. Anyone else have anything to put in there?
I don't know. I've already discussed how the dub of Overlord really made us annoyed, considering I love the source material. But
yeah, I've got a couple more awards.
Ongoing. But... No, I can't think of anything too much.
What else have you got for us then, Mark? Because you've got several, haven't you?
I have three more.
Okay.
I have series I really, really, really wanted to finish, but just couldn't.
Yep.
This isn't a bad series by any stretch. I just couldn't face watching any more of My Hero Academia. The reason being was that I was reading the manga around the same time I was rereading it. And the manga was well-paced. I just felt that the series was really dragged out, especially in the tournament arc for My Hero Academia in season two. It was just felt it was really dragged out compared to how the manga went.
A lot of people have criticised the tournament arc in season two.
There was also the fact that it was they managed to throw some filler episodes in as well, and just I was like, I've read the manga, I know what's going on, I don't really need to sit and watch the anime again.
Yep.
And it's worked for you, hasn't it?
Yeah. Speaking of tournament arcs as well, Nanbaku was another one that threw a tournament arc very early in, and that just stopped me watching it.
Which one was that? Was that Fastest Finger First?
No, Nanbaku.
The one about the prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's one that I couldn't finish either. I tried it, just wasn't happening.
Loved the first few episodes, and then it just kind of just, I was just like, yeah, you've kind of shown us all of your tricks right now, and you've not really got anything else going for you, have you?
Yeah.
Well, they've tried. They've tried. They've tried to force a storyline, like, subplot on it, but it just hasn't worked out yet.
This is true.
Yeah.
I've watched the whole thing of Nanbaku, and I reckon they could really push for another season if they can get some creativity and catch like imagination, because it has slowed down quite a lot.
Yep.
Stick into their Fastest Finger First. I couldn't finish.
Yeah. Again, another one I couldn't finish either. And the weird thing is, I've read a good portion of the manga. And
King's Game. That was another one. Couldn't finish that. I'm trying to have a think of, because I cleared out my Crunchyroll queue of stuff that I was half finished and didn't have any intention of watching.
I've still got loads on it. King's Game's on mine as well. I got up to like episode four. The thing is, it dropped so fast, and it was like, crap. I was bigging this up after the first episode.
What else have I got on here? Junie Tyson's Zodiac War. Again, not a bad series. I just got halfway through it and just couldn't do any more.
Yeah. Give it the time.
New Game season two.
Never really got into New Game, so.
Did you not watch all of it?
I watched all of season one. I watched about two episodes of season two. It's still on my queue.
Season two kind of progresses in a way where, you know, how normal changes in a workplace kind of thing, life goes on. That's basically it. It's our reader's background, to be honest. You could sit there and do other things, like build a mech or something, and just have that on the background, and you'll not miss a thing.
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones that I'll probably, once it comes out and it's on Blu-ray or DVD and it's got a dub, I'll probably just stick it on the background. But if it's on Crunchyroll, I've got to sit and focus a little bit more.
Yeah.
Another one. Now, this is a series I absolutely love. It's not a bad thing in any sort of way, but for some reason I stopped and I couldn't pick it up again. Rakugo season 2.
Yeah. Once you've kind of lost that thing with Rakugo, then it's very difficult to pick it up again. I know that very, very well.
Honestly, I can't praise the series anymore. It's one of the best series I've seen in the past few years. But like I said, I stopped watching it and I just couldn't get back into it when I did. And it's one you've got to sit and properly focus into it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like 5 episodes into it. I can't be bothered to sit and actually watch the first few episodes again.
Yeah. I understand that completely. There was a series I was watching years ago, very similar to Rakugo in terms of its atmosphere. And I found it difficult after a little bit of a break. I found it difficult to get back into it as well.
Yeah, it's just it's great, but I will get back into it. I think that's going to be the award for. Damn it, Mark! Why did you not just finish watching that?
Yeah, the award that I've got left is the "Oh look, someone left this bandwagon lying around" award. Dive, obviously jumping on the bandwagon of Free. A Centaur's Life, jumping on the bandwagon of Monster Musume. In a Different World with a Smartphone, jumping on all of the Isekai bandwagons in existence. King's Game, jumping on the Death Game in a high school setting bandwagon. Neo Yokio, jumping on just about every bandwagon in anime. And Idle Incidents, jumping on idle bandwagons.
Yeah, I agree with all of them. I'm trying to think of anything else that's kind of there that was just a bandwagon. I mean, you could say Attack on Titan was a bandwagon that was a kind of like abandoned and left in a shed for a few years and then trawled back out and everybody jumped on it.
Yeah. I was saying
the abandoned ship halfway through it.
Sorry, I tell a lie. I do have one more award left. But yeah, that's what I had. I mean, there's plenty of other shows that have jumped on the bandwagon. Those were just the ones that I felt were the worst of the lot.
If it's popular, if it sells, it's going to get imitators.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a thing. It's you sometimes forget that it's an industry.
So, Mark, you got 2 more left as well.
I have got worst fandom.
Oh. is My Hero Academia in there?
Nope. Tie between the Voltron and the Tokyo Ghoul fandom have been absolutely horrible crap. I'm sure most of the people know the news stories that went on where people have took to Tumblr and sent death threats to the writers because the characters aren't gay. And
which characters aren't gay?
Oh, and Voltron.
Voltron, it was 2 characters that kind of tried to take the series hostage because some people managed to go on a tour or something and they managed to take pictures and they were like, yeah, if you don't make these characters gay, we're going to leak all of this stuff. The other one, Tokyo Ghoul, that had the main male character and the main female character have sex, and that ruined the illusion that the main male character was not gay. And the author kind of got death threats and all sorts just for that. And I think either way, no matter which way you look at it, that is just horrible. That's just toxic fandom.
No, that's just stupid fandom. That's not toxic fandom. That's just idiots. I mean, the character is not gay, then the character is not gay.
Yeah, you know? Pretty much.
In the same way that straight people shouldn't impose being straight on gay people shouldn't impose being gay on straight people.
Exactly.
That's straight people imposing people to be gay on straight people. It's the internet has opened up an absolute bag of worms of fandoms, and I mean, you've mentioned some quite interesting ones there, but you look at other animation like Rick and Morty fandom over the Szechuan sauce bollocks.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was another one I knew that had to go on, but I couldn't remember what it was. But yeah.
And my pick for it would be the Steven Universe fandom.
Oh God, don't even talk to me about them.
That's simply down to the fact that it is a beautiful cartoon. It has some amazing songs in it. It's like when you can see a creator's heart in something. Rebecca Sugar's heart is into this like series, and it shows for the world, and it's a beautiful piece of work. But you go to the fandom, and all of a sudden, it's like the hang-ups of sexuality, of gender, of basically Tumblr's took a huge shit on it and ruined it.
Hasn't she actually said she wished she never made it?
Yeah, and that's absolutely heartbreaking when somebody creates something beautiful and then wishes like they never even tried.
Yeah,
that's one of the most depressing things about humanity, is that can do that to fellow humans.
Anyways, we'll quickly move on to something else before we're upset everybody.
Bring back the workhouses.
Is this the final three? Is this?
Yeah, final three.
Well, I've just been. Who wants to go next?
All right. Okay. I had as my final one the Let's Make More Money Off the Franchise Award. In this, I've got Dragon Ball Super, Boruto, Danmachi Soda.
You should have just stuck with Dragon Ball Super. You should have just stuck with that.
No. Dragon Ball Super, Boruto, Danmachi, Soda Oratario.
Is that the sweet one?
Dungeon, whatever
Nothing
it is.
Nothing Mochi.
Hey? Yeah. Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon? Sword Oratoria, which is basically the same story in parts anyway. The same story told from the perspective of the female knight, whatever she is. I don't care. It wasn't a great series in the first place and gave us boob ribbons. And sorry to say this, all you Street Trigger fans, Little Witch Academia.
I'm really enjoying that as well.
It is a lesson in how to make more money off the franchise. And the thing is, everyone has been saying for ages, for a long time, since the first OVA, in fact, Little Witch Academia, Studio Trigger has saved anime because apparently the entirety of the anime industry was in such crisis that only Studio Trigger could save it. Get over yourselves.
I wouldn't go as far as that. I mean, I'm enjoying the series. It's just a nice little chill-out thing to watch. In fact, I'm actually enjoying it more than I enjoyed Harry Potter.
Yeah, but have you seen Tweeny Witches? Hardly anyone knows about Tweeny Witches. I suggest if you're a fan of Little Witch Academia, go watch Tweeny Witches, or Maho Shoujo Taiyari, I think it is. Tweeny Witches came out years ago, long before Little Witch Academia, and surprisingly has a lot of similarities to Little Witch Academia. I wonder why.
So really, we could have put Little Witch Academia on that one you had before.
Which one?
No. It sounds like Bandwagon.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely not the other series you're thinking of. Yeah, it's going in there as well.
Yeah, so...
I think you got the nail hit on the head with Dragon Ball Super for the start. Because it is the gift that keeps on selling.
It's the gift that keeps on selling out.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, I've watched the home release of the first Battle of the Gods thing. The thing is, they bring out the movie, then they bring out the Freezer movie, and then they bring out the DVD collection of the series, which is basically Battle of the Gods, and then they bring out the DVD series, which is basically the Freezer movie. Home releases are basically duplicates of what you've already got, and they keep pushing Dragon Ball, these characters you loved in the early 90s. Now remember them in their new remastered form.
Yeah,
and they've re-released the original like badly dubbed movies. I mean, yeah, they were badly dubbed, and because it was weird because like you got Shemmel's Goku, and then you've got some other guy's Goku, and then some other guy's Goku, and then Gohan and some dinosaur things going on, and before you know it, you're like 9 or 10 movies in, and you don't know where the hell you are.
Yeah,
they're releasing they're continually releasing figures, and this whole Battle of the Universe arc, which is supposed to last 34 minutes, and I think it's at the moment it's up to like 13-24 minute episodes so far. So
it's basically Planet Namek all over again.
It's
we have 1 minute up, until the planet explodes. Now it is we have 1 minute until the planet explodes.
Oh, I've got another one. That's kind of there for the merchandise.
Oh.
The Fate series.
Oh, for the merchandise, yeah. Actually,
that just seems to be going on for a long time.
I actually did have an award for most designed to sell merchandise. And Sin Nanatsu no Taizai and Hajime no Nogal are in there.
Did the Seven Deadly Sins actually get any merchandise?
Yes.
Did it? Mostly, I wasn't sure if it did.
Yes.
Mostly on bootleg Chinese wholesalers.
No, it basically got a lot of merchandise from Japanese manufacturers because, hell, that's what it was designed for. Let's put it this way. Restaurant to Another World is not going to get much in the way of statues. Knights and Magic might get something in the way of a Gundam-style figure, but not much more than that. Yokai Apartment is not going to get much in the way of figures, is it?
If you want the big boy seller, it's Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. Violet Evergarden has more of a chance of getting statues and stuff. Even the Sentinel's Life is probably more likely to get figures and stuff like that than some of the other stuff that we've seen. Some of the good stuff.
When's our Pretty Derby one coming out?
Don't know.
I'm actually looking on some sites for like merchandise, and a Centaur's Life has literally nothing.
Really?
Uh-huh. I can't find anything for it.
I'm surprised.
Seven Deadly Sins had about a page worth of stuff, is less than.
Is that Seven Deadly Sins or Sin Seven Deadly Sins?
It's Seven Mortal Sins or whatever the boob one.
They're both boob ones.
The more boob one. That's less than what Sword Art Online has. It's less than what Nier Automata had. But yeah, it surprisingly, some of these series which you expect to have like loads of stuff don't. Dragon Maid was another one. I expected them to be all over Nendroids and all sorts for that, but nope, we got nout. Anyways, moving on. I'm going to have for my last one as the worst thing. Now, this isn't going to a series. This is going to something that's happened, and there's two things that's kind of annoyed me over the last year. One is the continuing treatment of the UK One Piece fans, because we seem to be kind of an afterthought.
Yep,
you're more than an afterthought. The promise to bring the movie Gold out, and you're still waiting.
Yeah, the last DVD, which is about 10 years behind the anime in Japan. It's about 5 DVDs after in America. The last one was in April, and since then we've had silence, and from what rumours have, we're not getting any more, ever, because they can't be bothered to remaster the US versions of them. So that's one. And the other one is Crunchyroll getting many, 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 many series and instantly region locking them, so we can't even see them. And this is a lot of stuff. They're heavily promoting.
That's a bugbear that's been throughout time. Why is region locking a thing in this day and age?
Yep.
And yeah, to me, it just annoys us. It's like nearly everything they've advertised that hasn't been a new release has been region locked. There's a lot of stuff on there I would love to watch, but nope. And all this does, it just fuels piracy, doesn't it?
Yep, that's all it does.
Again, One Piece is
I could understand if they've got like contractual obligations from Japan, but being a global streaming site, surely one of the first things is to get into that small print of the contract and say, look, we're having this for everyone. It's everyone or we don't show your show.
Well, they don't really care about the UK. We're probably not even a percentage of the amount of people that watch anime. It's all for America for over in Crunchyroll, isn't it?
Yep.
I was going to put stuff like Netflix acquiring a lot of series and then just hanging on to them until the end, until the finish, but they seem to have changed their mind on that decision quite recently, so I can't really hate them too much for it.
Yeah, they're not doing the Weinstein thing, so.
But yeah, I'm sure there's other things that people can add to that list, but just as bad things that's happened over the last year in terms of anime.
Yep.
Except for Neo Yokio.
So, anyway, what else do we have? Or is that it?
Tucky?
Oh, yeah,
Golden
Tucky.
Turd.
The Golden Turd. So what's on the Golden Turd?
Do we need to do a fanfare or something?
Yeah, if you want. It's kind of like being my big award of the year thing. I can't even remember what I awarded to last year because it was that shit.
Camphor, so, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Camphor, was it? Oh, what was it? It was some so I can't play here or something, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I've got four.
Yep.
I've got four of the worst. Should never have been made. Why was there even money spent on this crap? So first is my first girlfriend is a gal.
Yep.
Urahara, the Harajuku bollocks aliens. A little sister's all you need.
Yep.
And of course, Neo Yokio. So them were the ones that were up for it. All equally an abomination. All sent humanity back a few years.
Yep.
But the winner for me was A Little Sister's All You Need.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, I'm giving Neil Yorkio some reprieve. Probably because, you know, as a Jude Law, as like a robot butler. that premise, that idea, putting Jude Law as a robot butler, was better than anything on A Little Sister's All You Need. A Little Sister's All You Need is the worst trash fan servicey piece of shit I've ever watched.
Even more so than Sin, Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even worse than Seven Mortal Sins. Anything, like I could have the most crippling diarrhea of my life. And you know where you're stuck to one place, you're stuck on the toilet, and if somebody walked in with A Little Sister's All You Need on a TV to wind us up, I would get up and shit all over the place, knowing that I've got to clean that mess up because it is absolute garbage. I mean, if you watched like the first episode,
I watched the first 3 seconds.
Yeah, where it's like, oh, there's some magical panties which appear. They're hot and fresh, and his little sister's on top of him riding him or something, and he's got a nosebleed because that's a thing. And then he eats the panties. He eats a full pair of panties. It is infuriating that somebody sat down at the boardroom level, looked at the premise for it, and went, you know what? Let's fund this. Because my God, there are better causes out in humanity. Not just in anime, not just in animation, but humanity needs that money for something better than this.
I will agree with you.
Yeah, I'll agree. I'll add Dive to that list and Iro Manga Sensei, because I forgot about that until just now.
Yeah.
Just part. The thing is to say, there was 156 new series debuting or having a second season or third season in 2017, 156. You know, that's not a lot when you consider like the world's really big and Japan is like a $7 billion industry, you know, and there's a lot of money flying around. So 156, there's quite a lot that's had to be cut away. And I think like in Japan, there's like thousands of people a week are pitching their ideas to these animation companies, and somebody sat there and looked at All You Need, A Little Sister's All You Need, and went, you know what, that's something that I would actually push to get funding for. And it's terrible. It rots your brain, and I'm sure it's given us some kind of incurable disease which hasn't been diagnosed yet.
Oh, so if we get to Sunday Connors, Tucky suddenly dies on stage, we know what to blame.
Yep.
It wasn't the heart attack. It wasn't the knife.
it wasn't anything that could be explained by medical science. No, it was this anime from 2017.
Wow. Anyway, that's the worst done there. Next week is the best, so look out for it. All our shows are on iTunes and Audio Boom, so look out for them. We're part of the Geek Show Podcast Network, so look out for that as well. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or on our own Twitter channel, which is, Mark?
@ Keyframe Podcast.
Or you can email us, studio@thegeekshow.co.uk. We've got Patreon, it's on our website. So go to our website, thegeekshow.co.uk, and look for the Patreon link, or head to Patreon and search for The Geek Show and support us. Support us. Damn you. Support us.
We need money to cure Tucky.
This has got to be turned into a really crap Breaking Bad, isn't it? Tucky has an incurable disease, so he has to turn to making good anime to get by.
Tucky has anger management issues. and desperately.
I don't really.
Desperately
I'm a very level person.
Desperately needs treatment, or at least a Palmo.
I think after the last 2 hours, we've all got anger management issues. One of us.
I feel relieved. One of us. My chest.
One of us can't see Your Sister's All You Need. One of us gets triggered as soon as the word dive appears.
Yep.
And many, many more.
Right. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Until next week with all the good stuff, when we'll be much more happy and positive and sweetness and light. I have been Rob.
I've been Mark.
And I've been Tucky.
We'll see you all later.
Bye.